There's been quite a bit of controversy over the weekend about a priest who appears to interrupt a eulogy being given at a mass here in Ireland. Now, we're not sure exactly where in Ireland it happened, but it did happen. It is genuine. We think it might have been somewhere up around County Meath. But what the reason this is in the news is because the priest interrupted the man who was giving the eulogy rather abruptly. And he then went on to say that he can't get over how long-winded Irish people can be when it comes to this type of public speaking. Have a quick listen. This is audio that I pulled from the internet, and it's from the video that was taken of the Requiem Mass. And have a listen. You'll hear a very brief part of the eulogy, and then you'll hear the priest interrupting.
Had great advice many a time over his favourite pint of Guinness or just a cup of tea. He was a confident...
Okay, please, that's enough. Also, we have a boy that is feeling bad, if you can please...
Pardon?
If you can please go, and we have a boy that is feeling sick, yeah. By the way, one day somebody will have to explain me when in Ireland you say short reflection, one day will have to explain me what you mean by that, because in Italy short means short, in Ireland short means 50 minutes. So you may stand for the final commendation.
There you go. So that is the priest. Now, I get the impression that he might be Italian, although we're not 100% sure, but he definitely referenced Italy and referenced the fact that we don't know what it is to be brief in this country. But was he right to interrupt a eulogy, even if, as appears, that one of the altar boys wasn't feeling very well and they wanted to speed the whole thing up? But needless to mention, he's getting a fair bit of slack online from people who say that it was an awful thing to do, to abruptly interrupt a eulogy. But it's only fair to say that quite a few people, including Liam Collins, writing in the Irish Independent today, say that it's a good time to discuss the fact that many of these eulogies just go on far, far too long. Well, joining me to chat a little bit more about this is Father Tim Hazelwood. Father Tim is a priest based in Cork, and he's also a member of the Association of Catholic Priests. Tim, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks.
What do you make of all of this? I know that you hadn't heard much about it or heard about it at all until I rang you earlier today, but what do you make about it since?
Well, no, I didn't. I hadn't heard about it. What do I make of it? I suppose the circumstances and the way it was handled, I wouldn't personally agree with. I can understand how the priest felt. Maybe, I don't know how long the man had gone on for. But like, he was talking about going for a pint and having a cup of tea or something. But I wouldn't have done that during a funeral mass, because now we're talking about an incident rather than the deceased. So it could be upsetting for the families. Doing something during a funeral, I don't think is appropriate. I wouldn't have done that. That's what I think about it. But I can understand frustrations that the priest may have had as well.
Absolutely. And just on the wider subject of eulogies, it seems to be a bit of a grey area, Tim, because certainly here in Kerry, in most churches they're allowed, but I have heard of some priests who say, no, it's not appropriate during the Mass, do it at the wake or whenever, if you want to say a few words. So is there any hard and fast rule?
Some dioceses have, but you're in Ireland where we're very odd when it comes to rules. We use them to suit ourselves at times. In our diocese, there are some parishes I know that just don't allow them. And again, I can understand why, because where I'm parish priest now, if a family comes, I would allow it. And I would speak to them and I'd ask them, I'd explain the funeral mass is meant to be about listening to the word of God and about God's love and compassion and praying for the person. So that's what the mass is about. But it's a very emotional time for people, and people are very upset, and to talk like that to people, telling them you can't do something, is very difficult. So I try and work with people and explain that, what's the purpose of it? You know, what's, because sometimes people use the situation for themselves. I've had people making kind of almost accusations against family members, people who had grudges maybe, you know, things like that, and saying some very inappropriate things. People, sometimes it can be a family member who's been away from home, so they feel they have to do something because they haven't been around. You know, so there's lots of, you don't know what's going on. And it can be beautiful. It can be, and it's a lovely opportunity to thank people, because thank God the vast majority of funeral masses are older people who've been cared for. So it's lovely to say a few words of appreciation. But also, in speaking with the family, there are other opportunities during the funeral mass. Sometimes we bring up symbols representing the person, and that would cover a lot of what you might want to say. We do that before the mass begins. So that would mean that what you have to say might be shorter. To be appropriate, like if I went on for 40 minutes giving the sermon, I would be kicked out. So I try to be appropriate in how I preach as well.
Yeah,
you know, you'd not to be too long.
You'd never hear the end of it if you went on for that
never
long.
Never hear the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be a programme specially about it.
What do you think is, if somebody does want to do a eulogy, about 5 minutes maybe? Is that about right?
Yes, so about that. About that. But again, as the Italian priest said, short in Ireland, we find that difficult, you know, and some people have no experience of public speaking or doing this kind of thing. Then others are experts and they know it and they love it. So it does not have them fast, you know. It can be beautiful and it can be very appropriate, but sometimes, and like when you think about the funeral mass as well, nowadays people who don't know the person very well go to the removal. They go to the funeral home. It's the immediate family and close friends who come to the funeral mass, and they all know the person. So you're not proving anything, you know, that my own mother passed away and my brother, no, I didn't do the funeral mass, I sat in my family, but we didn't have anything because the people around, they knew them.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, there was nothing to prove. Now, we said words of thanks to people who were good, you know, but that was it. There was no eulogy.
And you say that over the years, Father Tim, that you came across some people who went down the road of inappropriate during eulogies.
I've heard bad language during it. I've heard just inappropriate talking, stuff that's not appropriate, and giving opinions that the setting of the church wasn't the place for it. It's kind of, I have the opportunity now, I'm going to take it, you know, and it's like the general population. Some of us are long-winded and some of us go on. Some people can be appropriate and short, you know, so it's very difficult. And trying to talk to a family, and even in the circumstances, like if it's a tragic situation, trying to put limits on people is very difficult. And it can end up being about an argument between a priest and a family instead of it being a situation where people are given comfort and support and stuff like that. So it's and I think the undertakers, the funeral directors have a role to play in this as well, you know, in guiding people, because I've had situations where the funeral was on and people just got up. I was never told.
Yeah, they got up and made a speech without you being even kept in the...
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. They never told me.
Yeah.
You know, so... it's about everyone working together and a bit of cop on.
A bit of cop on, absolutely. The other thing, of course, that people have tend to say, and Liam Collins says this writing in the Irish Independent today, is that for a lot of us, when we're at a funeral and there's a eulogy, we're kind of scratching our heads afterwards and saying, well, the person described in the eulogy sounds like a saint and bears no relationship to the person I knew. So we do tend to almost canonise people when we're talking about them in eulogies too, which isn't really right either, I guess.
Well, it's not, I suppose, like, because if people are having that reaction, well, then they know that what was said wasn't very meaningful. You know, and that's why, like in the instruction on the mass for a funeral mass, it doesn't, it doesn't encourage people to talk that much about the person, because you're commending them to the next life, you know, to the Lord, and we're praying for their souls rather than trying to make something out of maybe that they weren't, you know. So, and then you'd have some people who might have achieved great things, and others who lived quiet and very ordinary lives. So it comes across then as favoritism or inequality or something, but it's about cop on, really.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we leave it there, but it's great to have you on the programme, and thank you for coming on and taking the call, because, you know, it's a controversial subject, and a lot of priests would have shied away from it, I think. So I do appreciate you being willing to talk to us, and it's lovely to chat to you. Thanks a million, Father Tim.
Thanks, Deirdre. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Father Tim Hazelwood there from over the border in County Cork, talking to us about eulogies. And if you get a chance, folks, do pop onto our Talk About Facebook page, because I've put up the video of what happened at that mass, that funeral mass. Now, I'm still trying to ascertain where in the country it happened, but I'm gathering it was somewhere in the County Meath direction. But the priest did interrupt, rather abruptly, I think, did interrupt the man who was giving the eulogy. We don't know what relation the man giving the eulogy was to the deceased, maybe a brother or a friend or whatever, but he was in full flow with the eulogy when the Italian priest walked right across the altar and said, "Enough now," and then proceeded to, you know, indirectly berate him by saying, "Well, in my country, when we say we'll be short, we mean 5 minutes. But in Ireland, when they say they'll be short, they mean 50 minutes. Although I doubt very much the poor man had gone on for 50 minutes, but maybe it just felt like that. Anyhow, I would love your views on that this afternoon. Should there be eulogies at all in the church? After all, a lot of people, a lot of families have a wake at home, and this might be an opportunity for them to say a few words there. Or do they have a place in the church? And if they do, should they be shorter, more to the point? And most importantly, should they give a sort of warts and all overview of the person who has passed away and not try to make out that they were a saint? So have a think about that and let me know.